store. Eat, shop, relax.
All right, we have some special guests in the studio. We told you about them last hour, and we have Katie from Museum of Discovery, one of our regulars. How you doing?
Science rocks, y'all.
I love that.
You have a bumper sticker that says that?
Not yet.
You should.
Yeah. You got to get one.
With 94.1 and the Museum of Discovery.
That's right. And then we got Marty Essen, too, who's in town. He used to work in radio.
I did.
And then he got a real job.
Yeah. I was literally raised at a radio station from 13 years of age. I was on the air before my voice changed.
But that's
what's
not what you
to
do.
Come of age.
That's right. That's exactly right.
This is one of those things where one thing leads to another.
Now, okay, you're not there, of course, this weekend at the Museum of Discovery to talk about that, though. You have got, the show's called Around the World in 90 Minutes.
Correct, yes.
So tell us about it.
Well, what happened is, I live in Montana now, and my wife and I, we run a local phone company, and we had gone years and years without taking a vacation, and I had always been interested in wildlife. My wife was as well, and we decided to go to Belize just to get away from it all, and we had such a great adventure. I decided, you know, what if we continued traveling? And we ended up going down to the Amazon River. And we went to the Amazon, and one of the local newspapers found out about it, and they asked me if I would write a story about it. So I did.
Really?
And the story was a big hit. People would literally stop me on the streets and in restaurants and tell me how much they liked the story and ask questions about it. So we decided to go to Australia. Same thing happened, and at that point I realized, well, maybe I have something here. So I did some research, and I found out that no one had ever written a book on the concept of travel to all seven continents looking for rare and unusual wildlife. Mm-hmm. So we just continued our travels, and from there we went to northern Canada, we went to Antarctica, we went to Borneo, we went to Africa, had incredible adventures all over the world, and it became my book, Cool Creatures, Hot Planet, Exploring the Seven Continents. Mm-hmm. I won 6 national awards for that book. And where this comes in, Around the World in 90 Minutes, is kind of the multimedia version of the show. And I started doing the show on a book tour. And it kind of took off, and I found out that colleges bring in speakers. And so I brought the show to the colleges. And now for the last 10 months in a row, it's been the number one college lecture in the country.
Hmm.
And
This started from traveling. Yeah. Why can't that happen to me?
I'm having a blast.
We have it here in Little Rock. Yeah.
That's
weekend.
Right.
And, you know, we're doing it here at the Museum of Discovery because it's not, you know, you think of college lectures, you think something boring. This is not boring. It's definitely for all ages.
Oh, yeah.
Even when I do colleges, there's a lot of children in the audience, and because everybody loves animals and great stories, and it's just a lot of fun.
All right, so tell us the hippo story.
Okay.
You wouldn't tell us before now.
Here's the hippo story. Well, my wife and I, we had just finished hiking 53 miles across Manipools National Park in Zimbabwe, Africa. And instead of retracing our tracks, what we did is we got into canoes to head down the Zambezi River. We had two other couples with us and a guide, and we were all nervous about this part of the trip because we saw huge Nile crocodiles in the river, and we were told we would pass up to 1,500 hippos during our journey. But our guide says, listen, I've been taking people down the Zambezi River for 18 years. I've never once had anyone attacked by a hippo. Sit back, relax.
Oh, yeah.
You will be surprised how safe and easy this trip is.
Famous last words.
Yeah. So we head down the Zambezi River. There's 5 canoes in all. My wife and I are in the second to the last canoe. And we're not on the river 45 minutes, and we come across this barricade of hippos. And these hippos, they're snorting and they're roaring, and I'm wondering, how are we going to get past these hippos? Well, as soon as we get up to them, they go underneath the water, and we canoe right over them. And my heart's just going bum, 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 bum as we're going over these hippos. But nothing happens. So we relax, and we're actually canoeing right along shore. And on the Zambezi River, the river can be deep along shore, and it can be shallow out in the middle. Like I said, we're in the second to the last canoe. And we enter the spot of the river where we don't see any hippos. And we're relaxed for the first time. And all of a sudden, we feel this bump. And my wife and I were both thinking, well, maybe we hit a rock. Next thing you know, we're 6 feet up in the air. What had happened? The hippo had come underneath us. Its lower tusk went right through the bottom of this heavy-duty Canadian canoe. Its top jaw came over and snapped the gunwale. And if you can imagine a front-end loader lifting gravel and then dumping it, that's what the hippo did to us. You know, and fortunately, it dumped us on land. And, in fact, I could see it in slow motion. My wife flew out of the canoe, and she hit the ground with this eerie thud. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, she's dead. And then I run up to her because I fly out, and I run up to her and say, Deb, are you okay? Are you okay? And she gets up, and then we remember the hippo, and we wheel towards the water, and the hippo sees us, and it drops the canoe and then sinks back into the water. And then my wife and I look at each other, and we see, hey, we still have all of our limbs. We're alive. And we break into hysterical laughter because... how often does someone get a chance to be attacked by a hippo and live through it?
Well, hopefully not too often.
What'd the guide have to say about all
that?
Yeah.
Our guide was so upset.
My bad.
Yeah. Sorry. I mean, they're cute, you know?
My wife and I are laughing so hard, we have tears streaming down our eyes. And our guide is just furious with himself, you know, and what did he do wrong?
Yeah.
Whatever. You're like, this is going in my book. Are you kidding?
I bet he didn't get refunds either.
Yeah. If it hadn't happened, then, you know, you wouldn't keep getting all these lectures.
He's a great storyteller.
Yes, he is.
Oh, yeah.
I see why.
Yeah, I can see.
Colleges and kids love you and love hearing stories. So okay, when are the... I know this is going to be filling up,
yes.
Katie. So
shows are at 11 a.m. today and 2 p.m. You don't need reservations. It's included in your museum admission, but we are going to be giving out tickets at the front desk. So I would suggest coming early because we do have a couple of group bookings and seating is limited. So 11 and 2 today, 11 and 2 tomorrow at the Museum of Discovery.
Marty, what a neat way to start a cool career, and you're great at it. Before you go, since we were talking about urinating in the pool and stuff, you got to tell them about the whole Amazon thing.
Okay.
when I heard you guys talking about
the pool, all I could think of was the Canidru. And I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right. It may be Candiru. But there's this little creature. In fact, I write about it in my book because every outdoor writer that goes to the Amazon writes about the Candiru. And it's a little catfish. And supposedly, if you are in the Amazon River and you urinate, this little fish will follow your urine stream and jam itself up into your urethra. And the only way you can remove it is through surgery. Hmm. And it's kind of become this... this tale that no one is quite sure if it's really true or not.
And nobody wants to know. So.
But there's a new book that just came out called The Book of Animal Ignorance. And they actually talk about it as fact. And I had written the publishers of it on their blog saying, listen, I'm not quite sure if this is fact. And they sent me some information. And apparently there is some 22-year-old man that recently had it happen to him. And so, you know, I'm still not sure because you know, guys will do strange things, you know, just to get publicity.
Yes, y'all will.
You know, we really don't know how the fish got there.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that story with us.
Okay, Katie, how do people get tickets?
Just come to the museum. That's free with your paid admission. Just ask for a ticket at the front desk.
Marty, thanks for coming. That was great.
Nice to meet you.
Katie, good to see you too. Yeah, you always bring in interesting guests.
No doubt.
Science does rock over there.